We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 119, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. You can ask questions on CAP TV. So Kabbalah for the Student, page 119, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. With that, we also settle our fourth inquiry. Since the nature of the good is to do good, how did he create beings that would be tormented and agonized throughout their lives? As we have said, all this agony is necessitated from our first state, where our complete eternity, which comes from the future third state, compels us to go either by the path of Torah or by the path of suffering, and to reach our eternal state in the third state. And all this agony is felt only by the klipa of our body, created only to be perished and buried. This teaches us that the will to receive for himself was created only to be eradicated, abolished from the world, and to turn it into a will to bestow. And the pains we suffer are but discoveries of its nothingness and the harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate their will to receive for themselves and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist, and we would all be assured of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to fulfill our needs.
Yet,
while each of us has only a desire to receive for ourselves, it is the source of all the worries, suffering, wars, and slaughter we cannot escape. They weaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies, and you find that all the agonies in our world are but manifestations offered to our eyes to prompt us to revoke the evil klipa of the body and assume the complete form of the will to bestow. And it is as we have said, that the path of suffering in itself can bring us to the desired form. Bear in mind that the mitzvot between man and man come before the mitzvot between man and God, because the bestowal upon one's friend brings one to bestow upon his maker.
This is what we have to remember very well, that all the torments are coming to us only from the will to receive. We have to correct in order to bestow. This agony comes from the will to receive. It's the same will to receive that we can correct right now and turn these torments into pleasures. There are additional very big desires that are not yet revealed, but when they are revealed, they come to us as torments, blows, problems, and that's all our will to receive that can be corrected. That's why there's no reason to cry, just correct one's will to receive as fast as you can, and instead of torments, you'll get pleasures. And then, of course, more torments will be revealed so that we correct them as well. But that's how we come to the final correction. And it's impossible for these torments to disappear from the world, they'll get a heavier form. And more torments will join them, because even if we correct now, it doesn't stop the torments from being revealed. And as these torments accumulate, we get bigger trouble. If previously it was small blows, small war, later it will be big wars and general destruction, etc. It all depends how much, how fast we can understand that these torments come in order to organize us, to be in order to bestow, to have a new order between us and live this way. Is this clear? So don't cry, work. Yes.
But he says that the torments that we suffer are only in order to show us, these are revelations, to show our lowliness.
Yes.
This is not clear.
What's not clear?
There is so much suffering in the world, and the heat wave in Europe,
and in the past, it wasn't so much, or there were different kinds of... Yes, that's true, and we'll have more.
And this causes people to think about others. This causes you to be concerned.
That's also not a correction. It's not a correction.
So how can people understand?
Through the blows. Through the blows, or through the group of Nebuch that has to explain in any which way it can, in all languages and all possibilities, what's the reason for these troubles, these torments.
A person can't understand from life what's going on because the suffering only go and grow.
We just have to understand that just as they cannot correct themselves, they can't. So they'll come to you and they'll force you either through blows or through corrections. It depends on the state you will be, if you'll be ready and prepare them, one of the two. Either they'll come to blame you, that you're to blame for everything, and this wave is becoming stronger. Or, if you, in advance, you explain, yes, the correction is here with us, that's true, but let's do it together. We can't do it alone. We have to discover the general evil. So let's do it. Should you prepare them correctly, then it's not that you're going to escape their blows. That's the Creator doing it through them, but you will execute the desire of the Creator.
But he says that these are revelations, that it has to become revealed to a person, that it's goal-oriented.
This is what happens. That's true. Yes, that's what's happened. People are asking, where does it come from? What is it for? Why did we get it? What did we do? An individual asks, what did they do? Why did I get this?
So one way or another, this has to come from us.
The point of correction has to come from us. You see, you can see here Turkey, New York, we saw Guadalajara, now it's Santiago. Everyone has to take part in this. Dissemination. All the time to translate the articles we write, to explain, and that they will write themselves. Explain that the correction of the world, only that can raise us above the blows. Very serious blows. Everyone says this. Good. The fact that in the past they didn't want to even print what I wrote. Now today, it's a bit less resistance. It's understood outside that this may be reasonable, what we say. And everyone has to take part in this. Everyone. If a person doesn't feel the necessity, I don't know. You have to think very well. What's your way to correction? Each and every one of you. Next. More? What?
So what does it mean to correct the torments for them to turn into pleasure?
Torments are the will to receive. You haven't corrected. Correcting it in order to bestow turns it into a pleasure, a revelation of the Creator, a revelation of the eternal world. What's your question?
What is this fulfillment?
Fulfillment?
Yeah. Pleasure isn't fulfillment?
Yes.
So what is this fulfillment? This pleasure? What does it give you? What does it give a person?
Well, it will give... You don't ask that. If it fulfills the desire, there's no question. It fills the desire. The desire is a deficiency. The pleasure fills the deficiency. I feel myself full, that I'm attaining creation, the purpose of creation. I have all the perspective. I have this life. I feel myself existing without any boundaries.
Why is it called the will to bestow? It sounds like you're filling your will to receive.
Yeah, that's the way it seems, because I feel the vessels of reception, but with an intention in order to bestow. The vessels are the same vessels. I said that intentionally, that I feel from one end of the world to the other end. Everything spreads in my vessels, yes?
So the pleasure is in the intention, and in the will to receive, you still feel suffering?
No suffering. If I feel the will to receive with an intention in order to bestow, I feel the will to receive, not the raw will to receive, it's a corrected will to receive. What does that mean? It has an inner cover, like a wrapping, which is called in order to bestow. That's why you can fill it with everything, all the pleasures I can get from the Creator, because they're all in order to bestow.
The intention determines the feeling of fulfillment in the will to receive?
Yes.
So if there's the intention in order to receive, you feel suffering.
Because I don't even receive. I can't perceive. I can't absorb my vessel. The will to receive is not intended to absorb a desire in order to receive. Even if we say, Malchut Ein Sof, that it's full and feels shame and then tzimtzum and all. That's not... It's only attaining the fulfillment of the separation.
So, suppose there's a desire. If I have the intention in order to receive upon it, I feel suffering, and if I have the intention in order to bestow, I feel pleasure.
Yeah, that's how it comes down from above.
Regardless what desire, what matters is my intention.
Each and every desire. You can't bring me a desire that I cannot fulfill by changing my intention.
Yeah. Bala Sulam says here that when everyone has only the will to receive for themselves, this is where all the wars and problems come from. That we can't escape, that weaken our bodies with different illnesses and so on. And all of these torments in our world are but revelations that appear this way to our eyes in order to cancel the evil shell of the body and to receive the complete form of the will to bestow. And the path of suffering itself can bring us to the desired form. This I don't understand.
Why?
How? Through suffering, the path of suffering.
Wait, hold on. What do you eventually, what do you hear? Good and bad. Good and bad. What directs you? good or bad. Okay, so the path of suffering directs a person.
But we always learn that the way of suffering can only lead a person to choose the path of Dura.
No. Nonetheless, good or bad is something you feel either in my desire or in my intention. That too is the path of suffering or the path of Torah. If I'm in the intention in order to bestow, for me, this is the light, the pleasure, the fulfillment, that's the reward, my intention. If I'm in an intention in order to receive and I cannot come out of it, for me, that's the punishment. Now you need to compare. I may have a fulfillment in my will to receive with an intention in order to receive or with an intention in order to bestow. And then there's a collision. It depends where you feel the reward. In your will to receive or with the intention, which is above the will to receive. Help me find an example. I'm getting something from someone and I don't enjoy the reception. I enjoy the fact that I got it from him, that he paid for it. Usually it happens in court, right? I don't care. I can pay 1,000,000 shekels in order to get from him a compensation of 1,000 shekels. Why are you looking at me? Don't you understand this? Well, that's it. Meaning the torments or the pleasures are not necessarily in the desire itself, rather in the intention. Okay? Let's continue. Go on.
Item 20. After all that we have said, we come to the resolution of the first inquiry. What is our essence? Our essence is as the essence of all the details in reality, which is no more and no less than the will to receive. But it is not as it is now in the second state, which is the will to receive for oneself alone, but as it stands in the first state in En Sof, in its eternal form, which is reception in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker. And although we have not yet reached the third state in actual fact, and we still lack time, it does not blemish our essence whatsoever. Since our third state is necessitated from the first. Thus, all that is bound to be collected is deemed collected, and the lack of time is regarded as deficiency only where there is doubt whether one will complete what needs to be completed in it. And since we have no doubt about that, it is as though we have already come to the third state. And our body too, given to us in its present corrupted form, does not blemish our essence, since it and all its possessions are to be completely eradicated along with the whole system of impurity, which is their source. And all that is bound to be burned is deemed burned, considered as though it never existed. But the soul that is dressed in that body, whose essence is also purely a desire, but a desire to bestow, which extends to us from the system of the four worlds of the Holy Abiyah, exists forever. This is because this form of a desire to bestow is an equivalence of form with the life of lives and is not in any way exchangeable. This matter is not exchangeable.
Questions? Everyone agrees to that? Maybe they didn't hear. Maybe you should read it again. I don't know. Yes.
Rob, I'm convinced. I want to bestow. I understand that receiving is a waste of time. What do you do now?
Bestow?
It's everything that we do. Now I have a desire. I want to bestow.
Good. Now you have to study what bestowal means. Sit and study. It's a big study. It's not like it's a big problem. Bestowing means acquiring a masach, an intention. Well, read it again. I don't know. The people didn't hear it. What did you want? Well.
After that we have said, we come to the resolution of the first inquiry. What is our essence? Our essence is as the essence of all the details in reality, which is no more and no less than the will to receive. But it is not as it is now in the second state, which is the will to receive for self alone, but as it stands in the first state, in Ensof, in its eternal form, which is reception in order to bestow contentment upon his maker. And although we have not yet reached the third state in actual fact, and we still lack time, it does not blemish our essence whatsoever, since our third state is necessitated from the first. Thus, all that is bound to be collected is deemed collected, and the lack of time is regarded as deficiency only where there is doubt whether one will complete what needs to be completed in time. And since we have no doubt about that, it is as though we have already come to the third state. And our body too, given to us in its present corrupted form, does not blemish our essence, since it and all its possessions are to be completely eradicated along with the whole system of impurity, which is their source. And all that is bound to be burned is deemed burned, considered as though it never existed.
But
the soul that is dressed in that body, whose essence is also purely a desire, but a desire to bestow, which extends to us from the system of the four worlds of the holy Abia, exists forever. This is because this form of a desire to bestow is an equivalence of form with the life of lives and is not in any way exchangeable.
Shilot.
Questions? Yes.
Rav, in the middle of the passage, he mentioned several times that we're running out of time. What time is he talking about?
It's because... Tell me something. Can you describe or imagine a situation that we're not being pushed forward through all kinds of torments and revelations of desires, corrupted more or less, but we're pulled by the deficiency to bestow to the Creator? Can you imagine this? No. Try and you'll see what kind of life we should have had. That we, like a good boy, all of humanity, we're looking for ways. How can we bestow to the Creator? How can we bestow? What form of life will there be in such a last generation? How would we behave? What would we do? How would life look in general? All the time, you're only looking for ways to give contentment. That's the deficiency that each one has and everyone has together all the time. Well, and today we work in the opposite way, discovering the debt, the minus, instead of the plus. So what's your question?
Why the word time?
Well, how else can he say it? The number of actions is time. We're lacking a number of actions until we can reach this state of wholeness. But this good state, when we live only with the deficiency to bestow to the Creator, all of us together, how to do it more and more, it gives us the feeling of Ein Sof. Ein Sof. As if there's no boundaries, infinite. This motion, this yearning for it, it never ends. We're going to be in it all the time. That's the true pleasure, and that's true spirituality. It's a revelation of love. You can't stop with it, because the moment you stop, it all ceases. It all ends. Well, I don't know. This state, in the meantime, for us is... Well, what I recommend is that you do the work today about what we read this morning in the first lesson, excerpt number 18, the words of Rabash. Rabash, it's from volume 3, The Matter of Exile. Work on it. What does that mean? Read it. Divide this passage into a few parts. There are at least 3 or 4 different parts, passages of in this excerpt. Know what every part is talking about, how they're connected, and what are we doing? How do we actualize it, materialize this? How can we understand out of it, how to talk to beginners, that their escape is not the right actions. The burdening of their heart, what they get, the darkness, is an invitation to rise. It's a call to rise, and that we too, we as much as we prepare ourselves for an ascent, we'll get a big descent, and then we'll rise more. Meaning everything depends on the preparation. If we don't prepare ourselves to the next ascent, we won't get the exile, the descent, and then we're just making it longer, a longer process. In short, divide this part into a few parts, learn it, study it very well. If anyone here thinks he's good at it, you should speak about this excerpt before you go to sleep, and tomorrow morning maybe we can read a few such sentences or things you wrote as a result, something bright you could write about it. Study this, okay?
Daily task. We'll send the summary of what Rav just said as the daily task.
What? Guadalajara want to say something? Yeah, go ahead, Guadalajara.
¿Qué tal, amigos? Gracias, Rav, por sus palabras. Shalom, Rav.
Hello, friends. Thank you, Rav. Thank you for your words. We just want to mention the tents that were with us on duty, Moscow 2, North America 7, Estonia, Tallinn, Africa, Petah Tikva, Jerusalem, and Guadalajara. Thank you very much, Rav. So again, we'll send everyone the daily task with the summary of Rav's words. Announcement. Everyone's invited this evening at 6 p.m. to watch the Zohar lesson live with Dr. Lightman. And now, let's sing.
כמה רוצה הלב לאסוף ולאגור על גבו של החמור אין אדם נפטר מהעולם הזה וחצי תאוותו בידו כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך חוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי הלב חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות למלא את כל הגחמות כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי ללו 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 Lelo 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 כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלות